VOA
on V Radio.
Hi V listeners, Ariano Arifin kembali dalam VOA on V Radio Celebrity Update. Aktris Broadway Idina Menzel yang kini lebih dikenal sebagai suara karakter Elsa dalam film animasi Frozen, rupanya sampai saat ini masih sulit percaya bahwa single Let It Go telah berada di antara 5 lagu yang menduduki peringkat teratas pada Billboard Hot 100 Singles Charts selama 8 minggu berturut-turut. Tapi yang menurut Idina paling menyenangkan adalah kenyataan bahwa kini fansnya banyak terdiri dari anak-anak kecil di bawah usia 10 tahun.
It's been an amazing ride, and the fact that it just connects with all these young kids makes it even more.
Ditambah lagi, belum lama ini Idina juga menjadi front cover dari majalah musik Billboard.
That's my first cover ever in my life. It probably makes them crazy. I don't know, but they were so nice to have me.
Karena menurutnya selama ini Billboard hanya menampilkan musisi mainstream pada sampul halamannya dan bukan aktor atau aktris Broadway.
They think us theater people were too emotional or something. We're too melodramatic. We have too much vibrato. They don't think that we can sing a song that's equipped for the radio, but it's breaking rules thanks to the writing of the song Let It Go.
Dan memang lagu dari soundtrack film animasi Frozen itu digarap dengan sangat bernuansa Broadway.
Very theatrical, it is. So who knows? Maybe just times are changing. It teaches me that you can't try to chase the trend. You just have to keep doing what you love and eventually something catches up to you. And
sementara itu, ia juga menanggapi peristiwa yang terjadi pada malam Oscar saat John Travolta salah menyebut nama Idina menjelang penampilannya.
Yeah, it threw me for 8 seconds because I had done this whole preparation to make sure that I really was in my body and didn't get too nervous and let, Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep sitting there, make me so nervous. And so I was picturing my son, Walker. I thought, let me just sing it to him like we do at the in the bathtub and just make sure I breathe, and I had this mantra thing, and he said my name like that. I was like, did that just happen? And then the orchestra started, and then for 8 seconds I said, get your together and stop worrying about your name and sing this song. The world is going to see this song. So it took me about 8 seconds to get over myself.
Saat ini Idina juga sedang sibuk dengan proyek terbarunya, yaitu satu lagi pertunjukan Broadway yang berjudul If Then.
It's about it follows the trajectory of two trajectories of a woman. Her name's Elizabeth, my age, and she gets to start her life over. She comes back to New York, and it's sort of how coincidence and chance and fate and destiny, how they interplay, and how we try to control all of that all of the time, and getting a chance to start over.
Idina mengatakan, akhirnya ia perlahan mulai berhasil melakukan crossover ke aliran musik mainstream. Walau sebenarnya ia sama sekali tidak menyangka bahwa lagu Let It Go tersebut bakalan menjadi hits di seluruh dunia.
I mean, I knew it was a great song, but I had no idea it become a phenomenon.
Okay, V-listeners, sekian kisah seputar Idina Menzel kali ini. Dari Washington, D.C., saya Ariano Arifin. Thank you for tuning in to VOA on V Radio.